5, fasting. And when they had fasted and prayed, they sent them away. Acts 13, chapter 3, verse. Anna served God with fastings and prayer, and day, night and day. Luke 2nd chapter 37th verse. The chief virtue is prayer, and their foundation is fasting. What a marvelous combination are prayer and fasting. Prayer is powerless if it is not based on fasting, and fasting is fruitless if prayer is not created on it. Bishop Ignatius. The table of one who always abides in prayer is sweeter than all foods made aromatic by musk and the fragrance of myrrh. The God-loving man strives for the former as for a priceless treasure. From the table of those who fast and keep vigil and labor in the Lord, borrow for yourself healing of life and awaken your soul from numbness. For among them, sanctifying them, reclines the beloved one, and he changes the bitterness and their cruel suffering into his inexpressible sweetness, and his spiritual and heavenly servants make the sign of the cross over them and their holy victuals. And you know one brother who clearly saw this personally with his own eyes, Saint Isaac the Syrian. Whoever, over the course of his life, loves conversation with this couple, fasting and keeping vigil, such an one is a friend of chastity. Just as the beginning of all bad things is resting the body and weakening oneself with sleep, which ignites lecherous lust, the holy path of God and the basis of all virtues is fasting, sleepless vigilance in the service of God, in crucifying the flesh all day and all night, contrary to the sweetness of sleep. Just as the inheritance for the healthy eyes to long for light, likewise fasting, carried out with prudence, inherently longs for prayer. Be careful that your body not become too exhausted, and because of this carelessness would not become stronger against you and cause your soul to grow cold. Everyone must weigh his life as if on a scale. During the time when you become satiated, be careful not to give yourself freedom even in small things. Wherefore have we fasted, and doubt cease not? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, says the Lord, and exact all your labors. Isaiah 58, chapter 3, verse. That is, your evil thoughts are what you bring as whole burnt offerings to the idols. Your passions, which you have recognized as gods, and you sacrifice to them your capricious will, which is the most precious of all incense, which you should have dedicated to me by your good deeds, your conscience. The basis of all goodness consists of the following two means: to collect oneself into a single whole, and to always fast, to wisely and reasonably establish for oneself the rule of temperance of the flesh, to always remain in one place without leaving, and to be ceaseless occupied in contemplation of God. From this comes submission of feelings, from this comes soberness of the mind, from this comes the taming of savage passions which arise in the flesh, from this comes bright movement of thoughts, from this comes zealousness for works of virtue, from this comes remembrance of death, from this comes a person's true freedom. At first, the devil puts forth effort to cause ceaseless prayer of the heart to be abandoned. Then later he inspires negligence towards established prayers, times, and the rule performed physically. And in this matter, at first the thoughts come to the weakness of the first having a small bite to eat before meal time, as well as something trivial and insignificant, and then one thing after another arises in him. If we, in a self-willed manner, exhaust our flesh to the point where the spirit too becomes exhausted, and then such wearing out will be reckless, even though this had been done in order to acquire virtue. Saint Seraphim of Sarov, as harmful as intemperance may be, just as harmful or even more is immoderate fasting. Weakness of the body, with the result from the insufficient nutrition, does not permit one to carry out one's prayers in the appropriate quantity and with the appropriate strength. Bishop Ignatius.